And is this also the perspective of, like, governments who are backing this sort of work?
Well, the United States government has backed this work. The stated objective and hope of, let's say, the United States Agency for International Development, for instance, is that we'll get out there, we'll be very proactive, and we will predict what is going to happen, and we will prevent a pandemic from occurring.
I wonder why you went on this journey to understand more about virus hunting. And was your investigation and the prompt for going down this road for you, did it have to do with or was it connected to the COVID-19 pandemic?
It certainly is connected because the pandemic is the demonstration of the danger of a pathogen on the loose, circling or racing around the world, that tells us we need to learn lessons here and what aspects of policy can be tightened up. I was really shocked to hear the concerns of senior figures in the U.S. Scientific community. I'm talking about people with deep governmental experience themselves. Tell me about their concerns with various forms of risky research. And so my colleague Jovi Warwick and I got into this looking at broadly at risky research, but virus hunting struck us as the most dangerous of all. This narrow niche of virus hunting where people are going out into remote areas and collecting specimens of genetic material from animals, principally bats, in search of viruses that are circulating only among animals.
And this is, you discovered, is happening all over the world. The concerns that these scientists had, was it just about the United States or was it about the world? What was happening around the world?
Well, the most productive of these activities are in, very subtropical areas. I mean, Southeast Asia, in China, it goes on in Africa as well. The course of the research and the interviews kept leading to new information, and it was astonishing to me to learn that senior officials in the Biden White House had privately sought, because of their great concern over these ongoing U.S.-funded virus hunting activities, they had privately sought to halt a couple of projects that the United States Agency for International Development has just launched in the last couple of years and is still funding. And these two USAID programs have been carried out overseas, with the work that has been ongoing in Southeast Asia in particular.